week after his spectacular imprisonment as the prime suspect in the murder of Oliver Borgmann, Ferdinand Edelberger is released from custody. Rumor has it that a team of private investigators exonerated the young man and provided the Schwabing police with evidence that proved his innocence beyond doubt. But then, what really happened at the party celebrating the 100th anniversary of Edelberger Schokolade? And, most importantly, who was so hard-boiled as to murder Oliver Borgmann in cold blood on the evening of his award ceremony? Many had a motive. For as successful as the sales manager South was at selling chocolate and chasing women, his relationship with his colleagues and superiors was difficult. He wanted to force his own boss to resign because of her romantic involvement with a competitor. He cheated on his longtime ex-girlfriend with female colleagues, some of whom worked in the same department. He blackmailed the son of the company's CEO with photos exposing him as a thief and gambler. Did he want to eliminate Horst Edelberger's only heir in order to improve his own chances of taking over the company at some point? And wouldn't the company patriarch want to prevent that at all costs? Fact is, Bertha Heberle, Peggy Lorenz, Horst and Ferdinand Edelberger would all have had good reasons to eliminate Oliver Borgmann. However, the private investigators uncovered that each of them had a valid alibi. Bertha Heberle had to endure Borgmann's nasty blackmailing attempts on her way back from a joint customer appointment. After the award ceremony in the evening, the company loyal sales manager could no longer stand it. She left the company party early and drove to Belgium in her company car to date her sporty knight. Since she was not on the company premises at the time of the crime, she couldn't have committed the murder. However, Miss Heberle must answer for having lied to the investigating police officers. After all, a headache was not the reason for her premature departure. Horst Edelberger had a strong need to protect his shady son. But he was not the murderer either. After all, he and his company profited from Mr. Borgmann's impressive sales figures. For the time of the crime, the company boss has an airtight alibi. The man, who likes to boast that he intends to remain deeply rooted in the region for the next 100 years, sold his company to a Korean confectionery manufacturer, while his employees were simultaneously celebrating 100 years of Edelberger tradition in the foyer. After the festivities, he went to his private estate. Horst Edelberger did not commit the murder. However, having his own son's cell phone hacked with spy software is a proven criminal offense. Ferdinand Edelberger did not commit the murder either. The spoiled son of the company patriarch is certainly not an innocent man. He is an enfant terrible. On the evening of the murder, he got into a fight with Oliver Borgmann in front of the assembled staff, out of pure resentment. Then he goaded some colleagues into joining him in his father's office, far away from the company party, to get properly drunk. In the meantime, Ferdinand left the company premises to stock up on drugs at Betsy's place, a well-known hub for crooked business. With these, he further enticed his colleagues and led his own small celebration to a boisterous escalation. His entourage and him joined the company party in the foyer at some point, well intoxicated, and continued their ecstasy deep into the night, even after the actual company party had long since ended. Ferdinand has a total alibi for the period of the crime. However, Ferdinand does not remember much of that evening. He was so delirious that he can no longer remember large parts of the evening. It remains unclear how the victim's blood got on his hands and clothes. Presumably, he must have stumbled upon the sales manager's body in his intoxication at a time when the killer had already struck. For Peggy Lorenz, the evening of February 5th was very dramatic. She tried to confront her ex-boyfriend after the award ceremony about being pregnant and him being the father. To her displeasure, Oliver Borgman didn't want to know a thing about it and simply left her hanging. She could not have committed the murder, however, because Peggy never left the foyer during the time of the crime. Peggy's access card was used in the old building at the time of the crime, but video footage proves that a card was used by a colleague. Furthermore, Peggy's therapist diagnosed that the HR officer was not prone to violence. However, she was highly manipulative. Upset at being so miserably dumped, Miss Lorenz enlisted Viktor Baumgärtner. The team of investigators was able to uncover that Miss Lorenz had hired Mr. Baumgärtner, who had a criminal record, as a janitor a few weeks earlier. Contrary to all recruiting requirements, both knew each other from a self-help group. It can be assumed that Peggy Lorenz knew about the Schlossallee tragedy and about the fact that Mr. Baumgärtner was the man who first lost his house to a fire, then his wife to suicide, and finally his children to the youth welfare office. She certainly also knew that her ex-boyfriend was not entirely uninvolved in this tragedy, and that Viktor held no one less than Oliver Borgman responsible for his own tragic fate. It was Peggy Lorenz, after all, who called Mr. Baumgärtner into the foyer of the company party, supplied him with alcohol at the bar in violation of his parole conditions, and secretly tipped him off that the sales manager sat alone in his office every Friday night from 2300 hours on to hold a video conference with the USA. And yes, it was Viktor Baumgärtner who sought out Oliver Borgman in his office. Mr. Borgman was beaten to death by the janitor in the heat of the moment with a dull object, a blow to the back of his head. When he was arrested a few days later, the police secured the murder weapon. Mr. Borgman was beaten to death with his own prize trophy. Viktor Baumgärtner now faces trial for manslaughter. Peggy Lorenz must stand trial for accessory to murder. The Oliver Borgman case is solved, and the corporate anniversary file can be closed.